Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky. And on this episode, joining me is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Beck.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Amanda's here. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
How is everybody? Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Stacy said happy hump day in the chat. Yeah.
Hello, Stacy. Do you know, it's really great that I have a husband named Mike, because when that commercial came out, I could be like, hey, Mike, guess what day it is? Hump day. He like got
funny.
So tired.
I've never done that to my Michael. I should start.
I think it's hilarious. Nobody else thinks it's hilarious.
You would.
But I think it's hilarious. Just to catch everybody up on the weather in Northwest Ohio, we went back to 12th winter.
Yes.
We're raining
in multiple
hail.
Season.
Yeah. It was 80 on Monday. It is, you know, 42 today.
And rainy.
And raining.
Yeah, I was excited at a soccer game.
I hate spring soccer. Literally the worst.
I mean, fall soccer really isn't better.
No.
At least, don't you think the weather's a little more consistent in the fall? A little less rainy?
Yeah.
Because you get snow sometimes in fall soccer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually snowed during spring soccer before.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of fall because that's September, October for fall soccer.
Yeah, that's true.
Amanda, how's life in the panhandle? Are you not in the panhandle?
Panhandle?
You're
not even close.
You're on the schlong.
Yeah, other end. Other end. Southeast. No, we definitely ramped up the heat today. We got close to 90. So
yikes.
It's been somewhat decent for a
Has
little
it been
while
humid?
And today not a lot. We're in a drought, so that's not great either with fires.
Like it's not good, but yay at the same time.
We definitely it definitely ramped up today. It was very warm.
And Lindsay, how is life in New Mexico?
The weather is pretty good. It's been a little smoggy, honestly. I don't really know what's going on with that. Like
an ambient 78 degrees in New Mexico.
But yeah, it's like pretty perfect weather. It was like 55 yesterday, which was a little chilly, but it was nice. I never get sad on a hoodie weather day.
Wait, you said 75, right?
55.
Oh, yes, 55. 55. I thought she was saying 75 was a little on the cool side. And I'm sitting here going, Jesus, you can go in the pool at 75.
Yeah, no, it was 55. So it was like hoodie weather, but it's been really nice. It's been really nice. I don't know how warm. I guess it got up to 75 today, but yeah, it's been like in the 60s or 70s. Nice. And it's, I don't know. Really nice weather, solid.
I mean, some of our days have ended in the 70s, but they are not starting in the 70s. It's starting in like the 30s and then creeping up and then going back down. Like my house does not know if it needs to be cooled or heated right now.
I just
mine is doing both, and we're just paying for that because worth it.
Well, okay, so funny story, because y'all appreciate this. It's raining, it's wet here, muddy dirt. Michael had a bunch of dirt, like a dump truck of dirt, delivered on Monday, and he filled in the beds in the yard. It took three wheelbarrows to fill Stanley's hole in the backyard, and then he took what was dumped on the driveway and carted it back to the back corner of our yard. So there is a mound of dirt. I have two dogs. Fencing went up around it today. There are actually muddy paw prints on top of my feet. I need to, you know, because I'm going to shower before I go to bed. But I walked out, didn't have shoes on, and Stanley stepped on my feet. And there's two like little muddy paw prints right on my feet.
What's funny is the picture that she took of him while he was in it, he was like just staring, like, what are you gonna do about it, bitch?
I like peek my head out the window. I'm like, hey, Allie, Stanley, could we get out of the dirt? Out of the dirt, guys. And they both are just sitting there looking at me like, are you talking?
Why would we do such a thing?
Has anybody seen that trend on TikTok where like the dog is off in the distance and all I hear is, don't eat my slipper, but literally my name is Sam? Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? That was my life today. I'm like, get off the dirt. And, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at those after you were talking about this morning.
Stanley's like, I don't know who get off the dirt is. I'm Stanley. Anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of mud in my house. I need to sweep and mop, I feel like, every 30 minutes around here. But maybe I'll just give up. Maybe
I'll just... It happens when you get dirt and then it rains.
Right, right. We didn't really plan that well, but it's fine. Okay, so tonight's episode, I'm kind of excited to talk to you guys about this because this is an author that I've avoided for a long time because I know that they are heavily influenced in their writing by Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift songs and the Taylor Swift lifestyle and is like very proud a Swiftie. And I really can't handle when it's like,
yeah,
bonkers in your face. And so that's what I was concerned Morgan Elizabeth books would be like I would be at, you know, ready to just chuck things. But I'm pleasantly surprised. I mean, there were a few, but none of it felt like overdone.
Yeah, I think I missed most of them because I don't know enough.
There
were a couple that like were obvious, but I think if there were more, then I didn't realize it.
Yeah,
I think this is like an older book, right?
This is new. Well, okay, yeah. So let's do that. So stick with us for this next little while as we break down all the messy, emotional, and slightly unhinged details of Never Been Worse by Morgan Elizabeth. Quick disclaimer, spoilers ahead. We are not going to hold back. We are going to give all the things away. Who wants to read the things to know?
I can because I have it up tonight.
There you go.
Okay, so things to know before we start. Never Been Worse by Morgan Elizabeth. It is the series, the Evergreen Park series. The release date is March 6, 2025. Now, I will say this is the third book in the series, I think, and you did not have to read the other ones because I don't think any of us read.
Just a second. Amanda, did you go back and read one and two before you read three?
No, I did not.
Round of applause.
I didn't have time.
Stupid
I'm very
arcs.
Proud of you. Anyway, so it came out March 6, 2025. The tropes and themes are rock star, marriage of convenience, Hollywood norm, pining hero, he falls first. It is in dual first-person point of view. If you do the audiobook, it's Jason Clark and Angelina Rocha, and you can find it in KU.
I did do the audiobook. I did full audio
Which,
on
and you
it.
Don't always love Jason Clark.
No. Well, I did not mind him in this book. I felt like he's the perfect kind of rock star voice. He really embodied... Mm-hmm. Wes. Well, I'm looking at my note. It says Jeremy, but that's the jackass.
Yes.
But Angela Rocha, I struggled a little bit with her, and I don't think I've listened to a ton of books that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
But I know she tends to have a little bit more of a grovelly voice, which I don't typically mind in a female narrator.
But it didn't really match the character.
It felt a little forced.
Okay.
Like, this character, I feel she...
She's more of a Savannah Peachwood.
Or a Samantha...
Bradmore.
Yeah. I felt, you know, just like that contemporary voice, not overly accented or dramatic. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not bubbly, but she's not like... down in the dumps, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she's more like the girl next door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't listen, but I pictured, I forget, is it Alexis who does Sierra Jane's books?
Yes. Yes. She'd have been perfect.
Alexis right? Page? Alexis Page?
Yeah.
She would have been a really good fit for this character.
Yeah.
Like, I like Angelina Rocha, but she's more of a tortured heroine. Like, she works better with like more of a damaged heroine style. Like, it just.
Yeah. But.
And it was also like more heavy on her point of view than his.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that that's her books in general.
Yeah.
She definitely leans.
I mean, this is the first book I've read.
Yeah. I've read two or three by her. And it's more female POV. Like, she always gives us the male, but it's always like two or three chapters of the female and then one, maybe two chapters of the male. And then she switches right back.
Also, and I didn't have this in the basic information, there's no third act breakup.
No.
But I kind of wanted it just to really solidify, strengthen that emotional relationship. Because
Yeah.
he was all in, really, from the beginning. He's all in, which
Yeah.
I
Well, he's been an
loved.
all in for a while. She just was with the
But I
douche.
felt like I just needed some strong emotional hook that was like that gut check moment kind of thing that really, like, okay, it's not just him worshiping her. This is truly together forever kind of vibe.
I think she tried to do that with like them being separated, but
That's what
still
I was gonna
together.
say. Yeah, because like she talks about like when they do the separation for reasons, like how much she honestly misses him and wants him to be there. And like she does have a hard time like dealing with the fact that there's this forced separation.
But honestly, he's written like so perfect that like for his character, it kind of just didn't make sense for a third act breakup.
Yeah.
He has literally not a single communication red flag.
Yeah.
He
Yeah,
is
he was
not.
all the green
Like,
flags.
yep.
I will.
So I think,
Go ahead.
oh, I think like her, she's the one with way more hang-ups.
Yeah. And I just wanted her emotional gut check. Just that, you know what I mean? But it was fine. I wasn't unhappy. I wasn't like, that was a letdown. I just.
Well, but I think part of it though too is it wasn't like there wasn't something going on. There wasn't the third act breakup, but there was purpose to the lack of it, which we wanted a little bit more in that. But like, there still was purpose in that portion of the book.
So,
Just
go ahead,
not
Lindsay.
there. It's just not a lot of emotional depth to the story as a whole.
There isn't. But I will say, okay, so if oftentimes we talk about in publishing the hook, the thing that hooks you into the book that you are like, I'm in. I don't care what happens. I'm reading this book. This book has an exceptional hook right in the beginning. The three different things that happen with the glitter in the yard, because seriously, I really need someone to do me wrong so I can put glitter in their yard. Like,
But I love the fact that it also they were putting dish soap with it. So it's like when they try and do things, then it's not gonna work.
but you had the glitter, she gets arrested. He, you know, things are happening with his band. She's made this deal. Like, this is a hook. So, if you're a reader and you're always like, what are they talking about when they say a hook? This is what we're talking about. There was a stack of things that happened right in the beginning
That really draw you
that
in.
draw you in. And to be honest, Jenny, as soon as you heard the glitter is like the devil's whatever it was that they said, or Satan's whatever, you were like, I'm in.
Honestly, they're
Well,
right though.
the forks, I was like, I may have worked
Worked in
somebody's yard
yard.
before.
Same.
Well, and they're not wrong. It takes a long time to fork a
It
yard.
does.
Because,
Can I
like,
just?
yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're
Go ahead.
fine.
So expensive to glitter someone's yard.
Not
You know
if you
what,
work at a
Lindsay?
library.
It's so expensive to glitter somebody's yard
Have you
because
glittered a
glitter.
yard before, Lindsay?
No, but I looked it up.
How can you buy like a case of glitter?
You can buy glitter in bulk by the pound, but it would still cost a couple $100 to get enough for the whole yard.
Well, how big of yard are we talking?
It depends. But I figured
Sure.
Well, but
like
how thick are you
roughly,
making the glitter too,
I
though?
figured like
Because
roughly like 2 to 500 feet for the average front yard. I don't know.
1 pound
Because
of glitter is
glitter.
about $16, about 1 pound of glitter.
How far
Yeah,
would
but
that
I think
go,
that's a
though?
lot of glitter. Like, glitter's not
Well, and
heavy.
they were smart. They used a seed spreader, which,
Yeah.
genius.
I was really
I
impressed by that.
feel like we need an experiment.
Okay,
We're not doing it at
who's
my house because glitter is Satan's sand, and I
Saints?
am not having that in my yard.
I wonder if I could get away with it at work.
Anyway, sorry.
I'm just trying
Derail.
to think of people who have wronged me that I would feel comfortable glittering there. You know what, though? Maybe we just do it for pride to the Gunkle's yard.
You
I mean, they can't be mad at me.
I mean,
be
they could be
gorgeous.
mad at you, but do you care?
I really want to know, like, how big is a pound of glitter? Sorry.
Hold on, let me. I'm gonna ask Mike to look it up.
Yeah, because I
Like, does
mean,
it come in like
there's
a
several.
box? Like,
It's a bag. Can you
okay.
tell me how much square footage a pound of glitter
Would cover.
would cover? 1 pound of average craft glitter, and let
Mike
us
is
know.
like, what the fuck are they
He
talking
just
about?
seriously, he put his headphones
So,
on and he rolled his eyes.
did he
Says on
deny
Google.
us?
Wait, no,
Oh,
I'm
are you
Google.
Googling it?
How much is 1 pound of glitter in cups? Roughly 3 to 4 standard 1 cup measuring cups, depending on how densely packed it is.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of glitter.
Yeah.
Like
Like
a
yeah,
glitter. Especially if you get that super fine stuff,
Oh
like
yeah, because that shit is not going anywhere either. Like that stuff sticks around for fucking ever.
Anyway, things
Anyway.
that we needed to know because of this book. But also the seed spreader, genius. And I like the addition of the
What?
soap.
1 pound what?
Well, he did look it up for us. How nice is my
1 pound of glitter will cover a quarter of an acre.
Wait, what?
No, we're
One
good. We
pound
only
of
need
glitter
1 pound.
will cover a quarter of an acre.
That's a lot of
Using a
coverage.
seed
That's
spreader
pretty
and
much my whole entire yard, front and back.
yeah, I'm saying we could do some real damage with a whole pound of glitter.
I envisioned it as way more glitter than that. I
Well, it
think
might
I
depend on
envisioned
how
it as
thick
like
you
a
make
very
it.
thick layer.
Yeah, not a thick layer. We're not like snowing the
You
yard.
like you're literally seeding
Oh,
the
I
yard.
envisioned it that way, and I was like,
Oh,
that would be very
and Amanda
expensive. Yeah,
is
but
over there
still,
going,
it's a lot cheaper than we thought it was going to be.
yeah, way cheaper. That's never coming out. Like, even
No,
without the soap, it's never coming out.
never,
Yeah.
never. I will.
Honestly, like, after I read that, I was like, I'm going to enjoy this story.
It was, yeah. So Harper is a little bit of a damsel in distress character, but she doesn't really let it get her down.
I mean, she does when it's fresh.
Yeah, but she
Because
just
they
kind of.
definitely had to like force her to shower.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I think that's real. Don't you feel like that
I
was.
mean, she got arrested and blackmailed, so I
Well,
think
and it
fair.
happened and it like not long after they like broke up. So yes, all of that is fair. It
I
makes
really wanted to
sense.
punch the heiress. Jeremy's little,
Oh, Clarissa.
yeah.
his little slut.
Is it Clarissa or Carissa? I can't even
I don't know. I
remember.
just listened to it. I thought it was Carissa, so. I really just wanted to punch her, like every time she's on page. But I did love the distraction that they used at the charity.
Oh, with Willa.
Oh, yeah.
My only thing with the charity thing, if he gave a date to the charity to be auctioned off, wouldn't he have been present?
That's
He
what
was
I kind of
present,
thought, but
wasn't he?
no, not he wasn't
No.
at.
He wasn't there.
Could have
I
sworn he
think
was
I've
there.
seen
Yeah.
that. It probably because he's so famous. Like I've seen that before. You know, I've seen that
Everyone's gonna
before in
book
other
him.
things where like they're not there. It's like, ooh, win a date with so and so or like the whole band or
It's just
whatever,
like
and
a
it's like they're
giveaway,
not. Yeah.
essentially. Yeah, I just thought, I just figured
An
he.
experience.
Yeah, I just thought
Yeah.
he'd be there.
He must have felt like he won the lottery when she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wes is like golden retriever, toucher and die energy.
Yeah, he was a good boy.
He was such a good boy. So
But I will say it was one of those ones where like he wasn't like obnoxiously nice. Like you know how sometimes you read a book and
yeah.
like the hero, they just write them too perfect and it's like sort of annoying. Like I like the fact that she wrote him the way that she did. Like I wasn't bugged by Wes and his niceness by the end of the book because
Little
sometimes
wife.
I
Little wife, I would like to have
I
stabbed
can
him in the
definitely not a
eyeball. Wasn't like
vomit.
that, but
Yeah, that made me want to vomit.
I could move past that.
I
I
really wanted to, like, you know.
didn't enjoy that one at all.
I don't mind the my wife, but I feel like everybody's putting it in books now, so it
Okay.
doesn't have the impact.
If you're short, do you want to be reminded that you're little? I don't think so. I'm tall and I don't want to be reminded that I'm tall. I just want to live in my little universe of delusion and not think about it.
Charlie
Yeah,
doesn't call you
like
tall
I'm
wife.
very aware that I am short. I don't need a reminder.
Except I have the family that when I like constantly I get little T-Rex armed at when I'm like, "Hey, can you grab that for me?" Especially
Yeah, I just got to that phase.
when I have to the frozen shoulder like and I really couldn't move my arm up. I'd be like, "Hey, can you grab that for me?" And they'd get or I don't know about you guys. I have short arms. When I go to the ATM, if I have to go to the ATM, I have to unbuckle and open the door and pretty much
Yeah.
hang out the
No, I
door.
have to do that too, but part of it is the way I park, like pull into the
Yeah.
ATM.
These assholes are
It
like
might be your driving
T-Rex.
that is the
T-Rex.
problem.
So.
Can you please ask Sid to do that for me when I come visit?
No, it's mean, Leah. It's
Is
mean.
it Leo
Behind my
was
back, they're
taking
like,
notes the whole time you were talking about what to do the next time
I'm
she's
like,
at
how
your
can I
house?
get them to make the T-Rex arms when the girl and I visit?
They're constantly making fun of my little short arms. So you're right, Lindsay. We don't want to be reminded that our size is different.
Well, it's also infantilizing. That's the way it comes off to
Yeah,
me.
that's the
And
way
I
I took
don't,
it.
yeah, and I'm
Because
not.
I was like, does that imply that there's like a big wife? And what would, yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't love it. I don't love it in front of any nickname, really. I don't, like
Little.
any kind of, if you put little in front of something, I'm not a fan.
Like, I don't mind it in like a daddy dom little girl book,
Yeah,
but
no.
it's, I mean,
But
that's,
Amanda's not reading
I don't
daddy.
read those books.
Well, that's
Yeah.
the thing. Like, you're not reading those. So it's like,
Yeah.
I don't mind it in that scenario, but I did. I think I blocked it out like every time I read it because
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
And I will say for Wes, he felt very one note.
I think he read really like supporting cast. Like
Yeah.
you said, that she has more chapter POVs. I liked him a lot. I don't mean that in a bad way, but this was really her story. And
Yeah.
the relationship was just kind of like, it was like her reward for going through all this bad stuff.
I agree with
That's
that.
kind of how it
Well,
read to me.
that's a whole quite a few. She has revenge as a theme in a
Yeah,
lot
she
of her books.
does. Yeah,
So I
don't they
think
call this one
like
that?
her
This
books in
series?
general kind of tend to read that way. I've read like three others, not in this series though. It
The
that's
other
the season
series is the
revenge
one that she
ones.
sold to Kensington. This is not the series that she sold to Kensington.
Yeah, it's the tis the reason tis the season for revenge, that series, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that's the series.
That's the thing, like she has a little bit of revenge like in each book and like the way that it plays out.
It's kind of satisfying. It
Yeah.
really appeals to my petty inner nature.
I know, I did really
I
enjoy
don't
that side of
act
it.
on
Yeah.
that very often, so it was like really appealing.
And then
Well,
they're doing it with her friends. So it's like they've got this great girl gang
yes.
too, like
Well,
committing acts of revenge
but
together.
then Wes like jumps in and
Yeah.
does it
Yeah.
too. Because at
Yeah.
one point, what was it? The oh, the card.
The glitter card.
Yes,
Yeah.
the
The
glitter
party
bomb
man wrapping
card
the
with like
car
the
with the
sex
candy.
noises. Yeah. So he gets in on it too, which I enjoyed that like side of it.
Do you think the lack of relationship angst made this book feel refreshing or too easy? I will say I think this is a vibe read.
It's like a
And
more mac and
it's not
cheese.
even mac
Yeah,
and cheese. It is
that's
like
true.
literally butter on a saltine.
But I was okay with that.
I was okay with it too.
Struggle meal.
Yeah.
It
What
hit
did you say,
other.
Jenny?
It had.
Struggle meal.
It's a struggle meal. It fills you up. You're not going to bed hungry, but the nutritional value is like
You
low.
wanted something more.
But I think that, like, with the dumpster fire of life that many people are in right now. Like, I don't think that this is one of those books where you're like, oh, I can't make it through. 'Cause like, I mean,
Yeah.
I didn't read it deeply. I probably missed some stuff. Like, but I didn't quite skim it, but I didn't Read it, read it at the same time.
I will say it's an easy read. It is
It
easy,
is, and it's
but I
enjoyable.
wanted more substance. Does that make sense? Like it just,
Yeah.
things were too easy. He was
Yeah,
too
like
perfect.
everything's resolved super fast.
And the romance
Everything.
feels really, the progression of the romance just felt really rushed. I love a marriage of convenience. I love that little bit of, close proximity, the forced
Yeah.
of the marriage of convenience. But I do like to see a little bit of a struggle, even if it's a little internal. That's what I
Yeah.
love in marriage of convenience, right?
Yeah, I mean, if she
And
had
like,
some in the sense for like he was holding back on certain things, but like at the same time, it wasn't anything
I
fantastic.
feel like he calls it out right away, like before they even get married, that he gets that she has these hiccups and he calls them out, and so there's no like discovery of that.
Like he knew
And
going
he
in, like it was going to be a fight for him in a sense, but it wasn't really a fight. He just needed to wait her out.
had zero, like
Yeah.
oftentimes we get both of them being like, but this is over at the end of the year, or like
Right,
I
it's one
can't
year.
actually be in a relationship.
Yeah.
They were pretty much like in a relationship right away. Like they got married and then they were like, oh, feelings, like we're together now.
I think the part of, and I just had this realization, I think what I, the third act, why I wanted a little bit more is because the revenge plot really takes over the ending and it's not about the emotional HEA. It's not about full recognition of this is my person. We're together. Emotionally, we're connected,
Well, because you kind of already like felt that like at like halfway through the book.
But
Like
at
if
the
they're
end, it was just the revenge plot, and you didn't really, I
Yeah,
don't know.
and then just
Although
end. Like
I did
their
totally,
relationship isn't
I did totally
for
see
best.
the assistant
Oh,
being
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
doing what she did. Like it was super obvious.
I think I missed deeper conversations. And again, I've never read a Morgan Elizabeth. This was my first one. So I don't know if this is typical that her characters tend to be
No,
without
I feel like this
layers.
one was a little more surface than her other books that I've read by her.
I like layers.
Do you agree, Lens?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, I mean, very light, very. I mean, they don't really build the romance. Like, there's no, like, them getting to know each other stuff. Like, most of their communications are on the revenge situation. They gloss over, like, I mean, time obviously passes in the book, but they gloss over a lot of time. So, like, a lot of
It's
their
only
relationship.
2 months.
Yeah, it's
Well,
pretty
like it
short.
goes over 2 months, but like all of the things we get from them in the relationship are them either talking about the revenge or them talking about like not like getting to know each other stuff. It's like
Well, they do
them
have
talking
that.
about like talking through conflict or like them just doing physical stuff.
I mean, they do have that musical feelings piece of it, which I really enjoyed that, but I think that it needed to be more than what we got out of it because it was kind of a focus, but it was enough, but not enough at the same time.
Jenny, did you believe in their connection? I know that, marriage of convenience is one that you can handle, that if it, things move fast. So I'm just curious, did this, as fast as this one moved, did it bother you?
What sold me is that like he wasn't all about her looks. He knew things like, and that was one of the green flags for her, but like he knew what she likes to drink and that her friend had a milk allergy, and so he was paying attention.
Lindsay, did you feel like Harper's growth was earned in this book? I know we're hard on female main characters, and I don't mean to be, but there's not much to him,
I think she deserved where she landed at the end. I think that she found herself in an incredibly crappy situation where she had really no power at all. And I think his role was more of an empowerment figure than anything else to like help her kind of gain leverage in that situation, which I thought was interesting. That was an interesting take.
Yeah. Amanda, did you want more from Wes beyond the perfect spouse?
I mean, in this book, not really. It felt very like it all went together. I read this in between two very heavy books.
Perfect.
So I was it was all good for me. I was totally fine with it. And he was, and I think Leah said that he, you know, he wasn't so like over the top, like golden retriever or whatever you wanna call him. Like he wasn't so just like where you just don't like him. He's so over the top. Like I still enjoyed him. I mean, I wouldn't have been upset with more layers to him, but I didn't really like it didn't bother me that there weren't.
Yeah. I think a great tagline for this book is great swoon without heartbreak. Like his, you know, didn't need a grand gesture because he was like, as Jenny said, the green flag through the entire
He is the
book.
grand gesture,
Yeah.
like he's her prize.
Yeah, well, I mean, like from the beginning of the story, like when the whole marriage of convenience aspect was kind of a grand gesture because she gained way more from that than he did.
Well, he didn't gain
She was,
anything
like Amanda
really.
said,
Well, his
she was
band
pretty much
did.
his prize.
Anyway, anybody else have any other thoughts on Never Been Worse by Morgan Elizabeth? There isn't a lot to this book to really break
I
down.
really liked the like the necklace that he gets her, and then he has like the hidden tattoo, and then I like the reciprocation at the end where she gets the tattoo too. Like I like little things like that, and I thought that this book had a lot of those that I really enjoyed.
There were little moments that like definitely solidify connection, like the hidden tattoo and stuff like that.
Well, and even like the picture he had in his wallet.
Yes.
That was a little
Oh my gosh,
creepy.
I love that.
See, I
Yeah.
didn't
People
think
are
that was
lying.
creepy.
They have like the
Jenny, he's
real
pining.
picture versus like photoshopping it for everyone else. I like that he kept the real one
And
when they
he
finally
bent
did.
it
It
to
wasn't
just
like just
that.
on his like phone or something. It was like in his wallet, folded in a specific way.
Jenny still thinks it's creepy.
You could, I mean, you can have it be creepy, but it's still sweet at the same time.
Okay, thumbs up, thumbs down. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
This is a thumbs up for me. I enjoyed it. I would read another Morgan Elizabeth book. Like I wouldn't read this one again. Like it's not a reread book for me, but it was nice and easy, and I definitely needed that.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down for you.
Yeah, thumbs up for me too. Like I said, it was a perfect like palate cleanser in between two heavy books. I did enjoy the way that she writes. I was like you, I was like wondering how much of the Taylor Swift, but I think it was more subtle and for more people who like if you know her music, you will catch a lot more of the references. So that didn't bother me at all. And I liked her friends enough that I would be interested to go back and like read their stories or, you know, even another one like the Christmas books or whatever. So, yeah.
Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down for you.
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. I agree with Amanda. I thought the dynamic between Ava and Jamie was really interesting and funny. I like that she's kind of a Hellraiser character, so I'd be interested in reading it.
Jenny,
Enjoyable read.
thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. It was a really easy read. Like I did, like Leah said, you don't have to focus a whole lot and like remember everything that happened before. You can jump in and out. And so it definitely like it fills a need, like a struggle meal.
It was a thumbs up for me. I wouldn't be adverse to checking out another Morgan Elizabeth. You know, the Taylor Swift stuff was subtle, and I think Morgan Elizabeth's author persona is very bright and pink and glittery, and I feel like that is the vibe in the book. And sometimes you just need those books, right? And her writing was really tight. Her pacing felt really on point. I actually felt like her pacing leaned towards category over You know, some of the contemporary romances that we're reading right now, because I'm not sure how many pages this was.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I can tell you it is 314.
Okay, so it's in that sweet spot of pages. A little
longer than like a typical category, but yeah. It has the same structure.
Almost. Yeah. So, which is comforting.
Which is probably why I liked it as much as I did.
Probably. Yeah. You know, and reading's been such a struggle for all of us. You know, we're seeing conversations happen again on threads right now with, you know, authors like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Why are my books not selling? Why are my page reads down? And I think it's just hard. I also think we are so far out of the pandemic. People are not home. I mean, Jenny, when was the last time everyone is home from after work through, like, you know, till the next morning that you didn't have to run someone somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then, I mean, half the time it's not even them, it's me not being here. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, now we're starting to enter into that season of end of school year stuff for US kids. So, like, choir concerts, band concerts, award ceremonies. You know,
and like the spring sports are ramping up again. Yeah. So it's like you had that little bit of a lull, and now the spring sports are in because baseball is starting for us on top of everything else.
But even for like, you know, like Lindsay and Amanda, they don't have the children, and I don't, I have children, but I don't have things to do with them. The noise in the world is loud too. And it's getting a little harder every day to like block out the noise, which makes it hard to read.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, I remember like 2018, 2019, I would take a book, my Kindle, into bed in the afternoon and just lay there and read for like a couple hours, just read. And I just can't do that anymore. And I don't know if it's, you know, age or, you know, maybe it's depression, maybe it's emotions, who knows. I either end up picking up my phone and doom scrolling and reading articles that I have no business reading. I went down some rabbit hole about this art collector, art buyer guy that murdered people in New York, but never was
convicted,
never charged with murder. And all these stories are now coming. He died in 2024. I'll find the article for you. Fascinating.
I'm like interested.
It was fascinating. I was like, what? Yeah. Anyway, he was a queer man and he targeted other queers and it was just fascinating. But then I had to go look this guy up, and because it's art and art dealing, I was like really in it.
You went down a rabbit hole and you couldn't get out.
But then I spent like an hour and a half on my phone, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I got to get up and make dinner now. Like, and I meant to sit there and read. And Stacey says, audios have been my friend lately. I can zone out and listen to those and crochet or play Disney Dreamlight Valley. You know what? You know how I got through the Morgan Elizabeth audiobook?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch tarantulas because after tomorrow they go away for the season and scorpions come, and I want to make sure I have some tarantulas to get a model made by Flick, the dragon lizard lady that buys the insects, which I'm convinced she eats them, but Sid says she doesn't. I think she eats
Why? Them. Don't you have to collect insects? Because a tarantula is not an insect.
Well, it's arachnids and insects, the bugs.
Okay. I was just curious.
We have both of those.
You have both of those?
Tarantulas. Yeah, I was hiking one time and I saw a tarantula.
In real life, I'd have pooped my pants. I would not have gotten my net out and tried to catch it.
I did not try to catch it. I wanted nothing to do with it, but I was just like, wow, that's a giant friggin' spider.
Like, my high school science teacher, we had a tarantula in school.
No ma'am.
No, thank you.
No ma'am.
She's like my 7th and 8th grade teacher.
If people like this book, what are some other titles they might like? I think Amy Award, her Kingsman family series.
Yeah, definitely.
Has similar vibes.
Lauren Rowe.
Lauren Rowe.
Any of her rock star books.
Yeah. I would even say Lauren Blakely. I mean, Lauren Blakely writes longer, not as tight of a story, and we do get a lot more emotional layers. But she tends to write kind of the green flag heroes pretty often.
Yeah. Kate Meter, maybe, too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, definitely.
Well, and Kaylee Ryan, she has some, like, uber green flags in her books.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lily Valenti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's the rom-com side of it for her.
Probably too. Even Erin McCarthy, Erin Nicholas would be similar without all the Taylor Swift references.
Did it bother you? Like, or was it not enough?
It was fine. It was not overwhelming. I caught probably about six. And there could be more, but I'm not as in-tuned into the fandom.
Well, Stacey even said that she thought that there were a lot, but it was more of a if you know, you know type of thing.
Yeah, and I don't know to know. There were just probably about six, a handful, that I was like, really? Did we need that? And this is where you can have a fandom, right? You can be part, you know, let's say you write a book, but you are a huge Star Wars person. You can put subtle references. Maybe you have a duo of dogs that you name Luke and Leia, or, you know, or you have twins that you call Luke or Leia because you're really into Star Wars, or, you know, there's a reference to it. But if the book is saturated with quotes from the movie, references to different characters, references to who shot first, like if there's all of that in the book, it takes away from the story, right? And I feel like all this stuff with Taylor Swift, there are some authors that are doing it really heavily and they're just forgiven. Like the rest of us look like we're odd because we don't love it. But if you take out the Taylor Swift references and put them in with something like Star Trek, you're going to be like, that's annoying. Why is all of this in here? So, you know, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it also kind of dates the book. Like, it, like we've talked about this before, like there are some things like Star Wars where that kind of transcends generations.
Yeah.
So, like, there's some things where it's okay because it's multi-generational at this point. So, like, those things wouldn't date your book. But, like, Taylor Swift is very much, like, a modern era, like, 2007 to current. So, it kind of...
But, I mean, that's a span of 20 years at this point. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but, I mean... True.
Well, and, you know, I guess at what point... Will she fall off? You know, will she be someone that is, you know, a Dolly Parton singing into her 80s that just has a legion of fans and love? Or, you know, is she going to fall off? You don't know. So you run a risk. Yes, it's 20 years that she has spanned right now, but you do run a small risk of eventually her falling off. But again, right now, romance... The way that books are being produced and written and stuff, there are times where books feel like fast fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, this is a book for just, now. It's I not think, a book for 10 years from now.
I think part of it, though, is how it's done and how it's in, like, integrated into the story, too. Yeah. And I think with this one, it's not as frustrating because it was more subtle, but, like, sometimes it's so blatant that it's obnoxious.
It must have been enough that... Like, Stacey really got it, but she must know more than we do.
I mean,
in Taylor Swift land.
I didn't catch a single, I don't think I caught a single one.
You mean it wasn't like Taylor Allison Swift, the horse?
Yeah.
I caught it only because I read the beginning and I knew it was reputation based. So
yeah,
I definitely caught more once I knew that. But I mean,
See, and this is why I don't read intros and acknowledgments and author notes.
I read the intro, but it just didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know enough about her for it really to be something that I pay attention to be honest. And
I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I just, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not
never
a fan.
Never been my thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm not a fan. It's just not my thing. Yeah. You know, I was super excited today when I was going and reading stuff 30 years ago today, Rent premiered on Broadway. Like, that was like, wow, that's so awesome. You know, like,
I can't believe it was 30 years old. But then I look at the people who are in the original production. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I saw an old interview of, oh, shoot. What's her face?
Idina Menzel.
Yes. And it was an old interview, and she was talking about how before she got this gig, she was like a wedding singer and a bar mitzvah singer on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And she was really excited just for a steady paycheck, and she just hoped it went really well. And I'm like, bitch, you blew up.
Mm. Yeah, she did.
But I mean, but that is a musical that I, you know, I'm very fond of.
Again, I had no idea what you were talking about. Because yeah. That's not my thing.
It's not your thing. See, when well, I got it.
I mean, even when something is my thing, like, I fangirl over so few things. Like, yeah. I have a high level of enthusiasm for almost everything. But I have, like, a fangirl level of enthusiasm for, like, almost nothing. My dog.
And baseball.
And baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, baseball is big.
Baseball and your dog. And that's fair. That is fair.
Maybe Charlie too, but
I think that's I just have, enthusiasm. Like,
10,000 pictures of my dog on my phone. I don't have that many of Charlie.
We don't talk about that. Sydney, yesterday I had to take Sydney to the AT&T store to get a new phone yesterday. And we're leaving, and I said, okay, well, we gotta go home. We had gone to the Walmart to get Tyler Page's book and to shoot a video. And then I was like, we got to go home now. Ollie misses me. And she goes, you mean your favorite child? And I'm like, yeah, he's my favorite child. And I was like, I've never really had a favorite child before, but Ollie is my favorite child. And she's like, you lie. But she's like, really, Mom, you have to go home to the dog. And then she opened my phone and she's like, Stanley and Ollie, Ollie, Stanley, Ollie and Stanley. Like, there are no pictures of my children. I mean, well, maybe back like 5 years ago.
I ran into the kid's preschool teacher who, like, we have seen throughout the years, but it's been a while since we've seen her because her son doesn't do scouts with Elliot anymore. And we were talking. I was like, oh, I got to show you a picture of, like, how big they've gotten in the couple years you've seen them. It took me a while to get to a picture of my children. Like, a while, because it between work pictures and just random shit, I was like, yeah, I need to do better.
Anyway. Okay, so that's a wrap for this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Never Been Worse. We'll be back here Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. Now, I made an announcement on Patreon earlier this week. Mm-hmm. We are starting our summer schedule a little early. May just got really busy on Wednesdays, and instead of trying to be like, oh, we'll just do it on Thursdays or whatever, it really would just be that difficult to find a time where there could be at least two of us on every episode, at least two of us. But this is only for our Wednesday episodes. Yeah. We'll still be here for Sundays. We'll have a couple days off here and there. We'll give you that schedule well in advance. And when I say no episodes on Wednesday, I mean no live episodes. We will be dropping more consistently the author spotlights. Leah has a backlist. We haven't been great about getting those out. Okay. So there are some really great author interviews coming in the next couple months. You are going to want to stick around for those. But we appreciate all of you giving us the grace and understanding that it was nearly impossible to try to make live Wednesdays work in May. So, but we'll keep you up to date, what's happening and where we'll be and what's going on. I will say, if you are in the Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, really Ohio area, we're going to be at two events this summer. We're doing Lit on the Lawn here in Findlay, mm-hmm. Ohio, at the Force Proximity Bookstore. We'll be here for that. Leah's coming into town, and I think mm-hmm. Jenny will be there with me. We'll have lots of cool swag and fun stuff. And then the very August 1st, we will be in Toledo, Ohio for Pages of Glass. Now, Lit on the Lawn is a free event for people to come in. There's 25 different authors, I think, Britt has coming, and art, like swag sellers, you know, like tumblers or t-shirts and stuff like that. Pages of Glass, those tickets are, I think, are $5 or $10, and you need to buy those in advance. I think the VIP is sold out. But I'm really excited for Pages of Glass. We at Buzzing About Romance are sponsoring all of the panels. So we'll have three different panels with some amazing authors, and we'll have some cool stuff at our table. So make sure if you're in the area, you stop by and check us out and say hi. Because we'd like to meet you. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of us would like to meet you. I think we're bringing Sydney. She doesn't, you know.
Okay.
Sydney will that be around.
She doesn't always people well.
Not us. Just Sydney. I mean, she'll be fine. She's excited. Sydney
in the wild.
Yeah, if you want to meet the girl child in the wild. We took her to Cleveland last weekend to visit Mike's uncle. She was sass on a stick. I do not know what is wrong with that child.
That's funny.
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, thank you everyone for hanging out with us this evening. We look forward to seeing you here Sunday night, 9 o'clock, right here live on the YouTube. Not sure what we're talking about, but I did make a doc already for it. Oh, what we were reading 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the teens and all those books that we were reading. So until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.